Well, greetings in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark. Our text this week is Philippians chapter 3. I just want to read one verse here, verse 8. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Well, this is the second day in this seven-day series. And if you didn't listen to yesterday's message, you should. And that would be day 29. What I'm doing is reading through a little booklet called Christ, the Most Excellent Standard. And I was so blessed to, as I read through this the other day, and I was called upon to do the daily inspiration this week. And so I just thought, well, this is something that would be very profitable for each one of us to look at Christ, the most excellent standard, Jesus Christ. And it was a message preached by Brother Denny Keniston back in 2003, and then it was transcribed into this little booklet in 2006. And this booklet is available through the Fountain of Life ministry if you'd like to leave a message and or even write to us at the Fountain of Life Ministry. You can do that. I can give you the address. It would be Fountain of Life Ministry. It's 297 Black Creek Road, East Earl, Pennsylvania, 17519. That's Fountain of Life Ministry. 297 Black Creek Road, East Earl, Pennsylvania, 17519. And so this little booklet is available, and we can get it to you. So Brother Denny was one of my favorite preachers for the last 18 years. He's a man that I appreciated so very much. He recently went to glory. And his passing is a big loss for us who are left, but he is no longer in his body of clay, but in heaven, worshiping and praising his Savior and his Lord, whom he often talked about, who he lived for. He was always lifting up Jesus Christ. He preached in a way that made me want to fall in love with Jesus over and over again. And you know, we can cool off. We can leave our first love, like it says there in Revelation. We can lose the right focus, and it's easy for good things to crowd out the best things in our lives. I think we probably all can acknowledge that and can think about different examples, how we can do good things. It's not like we're going out and committing some terrible sin or something and having the best things like our love for the Lord Jesus and just our dedication to him be dimmed or be cooled off. But it's good things oftentimes, for Christians anyway, that we get cooled off. And, you know, even working. Working is good. But if we're working too much, we can crowd out the best, the things that are the best, the Lord Jesus Christ. And even reading good books, and even our family. And I want to be careful here because, you know, it's very important to spend time, lots of time and energy with our families. But even our families can choke out for always doing things. They can choke out the best things, the worship of our Lord Jesus Christ, spending time with him. And so there's many things, the cares of this life. Worship Christ, worship God, worship the Holy Spirit. Draw close to him. That's, and Brother Denny, he was always lifting up Jesus. I remember one message he preached is called The Centrality of Jesus. And this one here is Christ the Most Excellent Standard. So anyway, all that to say, I'm going to start reading here. I'll read the last couple paragraphs of what I read, finished with yesterday. And this verse 8 that I had read. I'll read it again here in Philippians chapter 3. This is the text. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Count them but dung, like manure, that I may win Christ. All these things. He says, notice that phrase, that I may win Christ. The man who is making that statement has been a Christian for about 20 years. Yet listen to his words. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. He's 20 years down the Christian road, and all he wants to do is win Christ. What do you mean you want to win Christ, Paul? You have Christ. We're going to see that this is something you don't ever attain to. This is a lifelong Christianity. This thing never goes away. This thing becomes the passion of your heart and your life. And if it's not, you've lost your way. I don't care where you go to church. I don't care what good sermons you may hear. If it's not the passion of your heart, you've lost your way. And I would say for Brother Denny, that was the passion of his heart. That he may win Christ. Okay, he goes on and he says, a most excellent knowledge. In that verse, it says, for the loss of, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. So he goes on and says, Paul is seeking a most excellent knowledge. Listen to what he says. I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Now you have to understand Paul's perspective in this. You have to understand what he's saying. Let's read one verse quickly that will shed light on what we're speaking about. You remember this is Paul the Apostle. This was Saul. He was a Pharisee. He was a very religious man. He was one of those who touching the law was blameless. His whole life was filled with knowledge. Knowledge of all the commandments. Knowledge of the Torah. Knowledge of the Mishnah. Knowledge of all the Sabbath day laws. This man was filled with laws, rules, and standards. He was filled with knowledge, but suddenly he got a glimpse of the knowledge, the excellent knowledge of Christ Jesus his Lord. It made that other stuff look like dung. He got a glimpse of the excellency of Christ Jesus his Lord. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts. Why? To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The light of the glory of the gospel of Christ shone in that man's heart, Paul's heart, and all of a sudden he saw the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. He said, what else is there? You can have your long list of rules. You can have your thick books of Sabbath laws. You can have your thick books of the Mishnah and the interpretation of the Mishnah and the interpretation of the interpretation of the Mishnah. You can have all of those books. I have found the most excellent knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, and I count everything else but dung for that. That's where Paul was. Imagine what it was like having a stack of books full of laws and rules and all those things. Then he finds himself here with people who have been with Christ. They're talking about this man and how he walked on the earth. They tell Paul stories about how he lived, the things that he did, the things that he said. Paul says, you can have your rule books. I want to look at Jesus. I want to see how he walked. I want to see how he talked. I want to see how he lived while he was here on this earth. That is the most excellent knowledge. You can have your rule books. I'll take Jesus instead. It doesn't stop there. That's just going into the Gospels and looking at the way the Lord Jesus lived. He was God in the flesh. He was God incarnate. He was the express image of the Father. If you want to see what God is like in human flesh, you study the life of Jesus in the Gospels. That in itself makes those rule books pale into nothingness. But that's not all. Now Paul is in the New Testament. He's living in the Spirit, and he's being filled with the Spirit of revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. He doesn't only see Christ walking around in a human body upon the earth. He sees him highly exalted above everything. He sees him seated in heavenly places. He sees him ruler over all things. Paul sees Jesus seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high. He sees him in eternity future with all the nations of the world gathered around him. He sees him there in all that beauty and all that glory. And he says, you can have your rule books. I'll take Jesus. Well, I'm going to stop there for our reading today. But he says, he talks a lot here about these rules, these rule books. And can you imagine all the different rules and all the different things that the Jews had back in those days, and they still have, probably even more today because they add to them. But all these different rules, and Paul saw the Lord Jesus Christ, and he counted all those things but manure, but dung, all the different things when he saw Jesus. And think about that. We don't need a bunch of rules. If we have a love for Christ, if we truly love Christ, we don't need a bunch of rules. We can look at Jesus' life. We want to live like Jesus lived. We want to do like he did. We want to be the witness like he was, and we want to pour out our lives for God, and we want to do whatever the Word of God tells us to do, and all those things. If it's a love relationship with Christ, we don't want to displease him in any way. We want to live our life for him. We don't need all these rules. We just need to have a vibrant relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And rules, they're like a fence that keeps something in. If there's a pig, you know, a pig's nature is to be dirty. And you can take a pig and you can put him on some cement, and you can have that cement all washed up, and to keep him out of the mud, you're going to need to put a fence around that. And as that fence keeps the pig in, because his nature is to be dirty and to get out and wallow in the mud. He's going to just do that. That's the way he is. And that's the way it is with people who are not in love with the Lord Jesus, who are not born-again Christians. They need rules. They need a fence to keep themselves in, and they can go to church. There can be many, many people that are going to church but not really born again, not in love with the Lord Jesus. Maybe they call themselves a Christian, but they're really not a follower of Jesus Christ. They're just a churchgoer and maybe a good churchgoer. And the fence, the rules, keep a person in, just like that fence keeps a pig in, because his nature is to be dirty. And the nature of man and women, men and women, are to be dirty, sinful. We want to go our own way. We want to push the line and all of those things. It's like a pig wants to push out of that fence and try to get out. And rules, you know, that's like that, breaking the church rules and things like that, because the nature is to be dirty. But, you know, you take another animal, a cat, its nature is to be clean. And if there's mud out there, it's not going to just go wallow in the mud. It's going to try to find its way through that mud and try to get to the other side without falling in. And if it does fall in a little bit, it cleans itself off and licks itself so that it doesn't have to be dirty. It doesn't like to be dirty. It has a different nature, and that's the nature of a Christian who's born again. He wants to please the Lord Jesus Christ. He has a new nature. He wants to be clean. He doesn't want to walk in sin and worldliness and all those things. And he doesn't need all those rules. You don't need a cat. You don't need a fence to keep a cat in, because at least keep it in to get out of the dirt. Because of its nature. So God bless you today. I just want to lift up Jesus Christ. And if we do one thing in this daily inspiration this week is to draw our hearts closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, what a huge success that will be. What a blessing that will be if we can just draw closer to the Lord Jesus Christ this week. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in, and we'll meet again, Lord willing, tomorrow.